Parshas Vayigash. Vayisa Yisrael and Yaakov Yisrael. V'kol Asher and all that was to him. V'yavo Be'erusheva. He comes to Be'erusheva. V'yizbach Zvachim L'lokei Aviv. And he makes sacrifices to the God of his father, Yitzchak. V'yome Elokim. And God said, Yisrael, Yisrael B'marot HaLayla. At night. In a dream. Vayomi Yaakov. And Yaakov said, Vayomi Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayome. And God said to Yaakov, 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 Vayomi Hineni. Behold, here am I. Vayome Anochi Kel Hakel Elokei Avicha. I am the God of your father. Al Tira Mireda Mitzrayma. Don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Ki Legoi Gadol Asimech Hashem. To a great nation I will place to you there. Anochi eredi mach, I will go with you down in Mitzrayma, to Mitzrayim, v'anochi e'elecha gam alo. I will also come up with you, v'yosef yashit yadav al enecha. And Yosef will place his hands on your eyes. I will bring you out from Mitzrayim. So, Ben Ishchai is going on the Pasuk, v'yom elokim liYisrael. And God spoke to Yisrael, to Yaakov, b'marot halayla, in at the dream of his at night, right, in the appearance of the night, in a dream. Vayome Yaakov, and he said to him, Yaakov, Yaakov, and Yaakov answered him, Hineni, behold, here am I. This is a nevuah. This is a prophecy, right? Yesh ledad, this to know. Machash iskiro b'shem Yisrael, since he mentioned him in the name Yisrael, right, in the beginning of the pasuk. Lama lo karo ata b'shem Yisrael? Why in the dream he doesn't call him Yisrael? Ela karo b'shem Yaakov. He called him the name of Yaakov. He should have called him the same name. Gam lama, also, why kafal shuma? Why did it say Yaakov, Yaakov? Why didn't you say Yaakov once? But nearly, it seems to me, b'siyat d'shmaya, with the God's help, d'mefurish b'katu, it's explicit in the pasuk, shayu dvarim elu elav b'maros halayla. It was explicit in the pasuk. This happened to him at the midst of the night in his dreams. V'yadua, and it's known, and this happened at night in the dreams. V'yadua shalayla hu b'chinas shem ben. The night time is the time of dinim, which is represented in the concept of the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, which is the shame of ben, which is the shame, the lowest name, which is really the shame of the Nukva, the shame of the Nekeva, which is Shame Ben, yeah, which represents the night time, right? Just as the noon represents the Nekeva, so the night represents the Nekeva, which is Shame Ben. V'hu sod Bat Sheva. This is the concept of Bat Sheva. Yeah? And this is the concept of Bat Sheva. L'chein, Kevan Sha'amalo, since he told him, "B'maros halayla," in the midst of the night, you know, in the appearance of the night, "Shehu bechina shem ben," which is the concept of shem ben. Shem ben is shem avaya yud kei vav kei, right? With a certain milui. Yeah, yud hey milui ahin, right? Milui of hey. Okay, and that comes to the gematria of ben. V'lekach, and therefore, vayome Yaakov. He says Yaakov, Yaakov. That's why he says Yaakov, Yaakov. No, Shehu mispa sheva pa'amim ben. Okay, 3 times Shem ben is 3 times 50 of nun is 350. 7 times nun is 350. 7 times 2 is 14, which is 364. And Yaakov is kuf is 100, and ayin yud is 80. And bases, it's 182 times 2 is, so it's 182 times 2 is 364, which is 7 times Shem Ben. Besod Bat Sheva, that's Besod represents this concept of Bat Sheva, 7 times. Or, because Bat Sheva is one of the formations of the Nukva, of the female expression, in the emanations, the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, and that represents 7 times Shem Ben, which is represented in the name Yaakov Yaakov, because that's the emanation of night. Nighttime represents the emanation of the Nekeva, right? which is represented in Bat Sheva, which is seven times Shem Ben in Yaakov Yaakov. Or Yuvan b'siyata d'shmaya. So that's why it says Yaakov Yaakov Paimaim. He's explained to us now, right? I.e., the emanation that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave over to Yaakov was the emanation that represented in the Nekeva, the emanation of Bat Sheva, which is a representation of the Nekeva at night, which is represented in the name Yaakov Yaakov. Okay, that's as much as we can understand. B'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of God. Kar'o Yaakov Yaakov. He called him Yaakov Yaakov. Ki b'chol shem, in every name, yesh mispar shnei shiluvim. Right? There are two ways you can connect the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. For example, Havaya Adni, v'Adni Havaya. You can connect it with Havaya Adni. You put the hey and then the aleph, and then the vav, and then the dalet. Or you can do v'Adni Havaya. Right? Or you can do Aleph first and then the Hey, and then the Dalet and then the Vav. Right? Umispa Hako Ole Shin Samach Dalet. And the Mispa of both of them together is Shin Samach Dalet. So it says, so Adni is 65, Havaya is 26, together is 91. So 91, Umispa Hako Ole 3 Shin Samach Dalet, which is 364. G'day Lishmoto Ba'arba Shiluvim. We have Arba Shiluvim, because we have Yaakov, Yaakov, Pamaim. Each one has two Shiluvim. Elu, Shibashem Yaakov, Yaakov. To protect him, these Shiluvim are there to protect him, Min HaSatan, from the Satan. So these two Shiluvim of Adni Havaya, or Havaya Adni, which is represented in each name Yaakov, right? It's to protect him from the Satan, from the other sides, other forces, which is also an emanation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shu mispa shin samach dalet. Right? Satan.
No, even.
Yeah. Ha Satan is mishpa shin samach dalet, because hey tet is yud dalet, and with the nun is a samach dalet, and shin samach dalet is shin samach dalet. Right? Ki derech ha Satan, the way of the Satan, lekatreg, to oppose b'shar sakana, at the time of danger, he appears at the time of danger. B'yitziat ha'adam l'derech, when a person goes on his way, and here Yaakov is going on his way to Mitzrayim. U'bifrat b'ridat Mitzrayim, u'bifrat when you're coming to Mitzrayim, the world, a place of tumah, right? Place of tumah, right? Because it's a mokum ha'tumah, mokum ha'tumah, but mokum. Mokum ha-chomri, mokum of gashmias. Va'odni, really, also, it seems to me, says the Ben Ishaya, b'siyata d'shmaya, with God's help, ma shebacha ata likar'o b'shem Yaakov. Why did he choose to call him in the name of Yaakov? The yadua, that it's known, ma shekatfu ha-mekubalim. What the mekubalim say, v'posuk yifga b'makom. That Yaakov appeared, you know, daven in this place, when, you know, v'yetzi Yaakov yifga b'makom, with Mokom HaBeis HaMikdash, he like stopped at the place which was keneged the Beis HaMikdash Shomala, which is against the Beis HaMikdash Shomala, right? In Parshas v'yetzi, beginning. The Yaakov, and therefore he was mitakin to this Arvis, the Yaakov im Arba Otiyot, with the Arba Otiyot, is the Gematria Kuf Pei Vav, right? Kuf, the right, Kuf Pei Vav, Kuf, then the iron and the yud is the pay, yeah, and the base with the four letters is the vav. Kaminyan Mokum, like the minyan of Mokum, it's the same gematria as Mokum. The Kuf and the mem, two mems is pay, and the vav. Atkan divrehem. That's the end of the words of the Mekubalim. V'hine Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Mishulashim, Klal Yisrael, Mishulashim, B'shlosha Madrigo. There are three levels, Shel Kedusha, Shehem, Kahanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim. The Kahanim, the Levim, and regular Yid. V'shilush there, Hu Shleimus Shelhem. And this Shilush is their completion. That you have these three categories. K'mosha Amu Rabotein, like the rabbis teach us. In Masechet Shabbos, Peiches Amud Aleph, Barich Rachmana Deiv Oraya Orian Tlitai Laam Tlitai. Blessed the Kodesh Baruch Hu that gave the of the Torah of three to the Am of three. The Yadua, Shi Yisrael Nikru Goy Gadol. They called the great nation. Kamo Sha'ama Hashem Yitbarach La'Avram Avinu. Escha L'Goy Gadol. I'll make you a great nation. Uktiv, and it says also, V'hi Shem Sham L'Goy Gadol. They will also be a great nation. They will be their great nation. Uktiv, Ki Mi Gadol, Goy Gadol, Asher Lo Elokim, Krovim Elav. Who's a great nation like Am Yisrael who has God close to them? Hine, Shlosh Pamim Goy Gadol, three times Goy Gadol, Keneged Kohanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim, is against Kohanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim. Ola Mispa Kuf Pei Vav, right? Goy Gadol, right, has the Gematria Kuf Pei Vav, right? Three times Goy Gadol has the Gematria Kuf Pei Vav. Kaminyan Yaakov, like the Minyan Yaakov with its Arbot Yot, Shusot Kuf Pei Vav, that represents Kuf Pei Vav. Mispa Makom, the Gematria of Makom. כמו שכתוב המקובלים, לא יודע מקובלים explain. ולכן, אף על פי שקרו בשם ישראל, even though he called him the name of Israel, לא נתבטל שם יעקב. Won't, isn't nullified the name Yaakov. He's called Israel and Yaakov. The Chaviv, the name of Yaakov is dear to us. Shebo nirmaz, in that is hinted Shleimus Yisrael. It's hinted the Shleimus, the completion of Klal Yisrael, b'shlosh madrigot shel kahanim leviim Yisrael, in the three dargos of kahanim, three levels of kahanim, leviim and Yisraelim, shehem shlosh pamim goy gadol, that represents three times this goy gadol. I would Klal Yisrael have the shleimus of goy gadol, of a great nation in these three aspects of them, which is represented in Yaakov Avinu. Al kain ata now sheba levasro. Comes to tell us, Al tira mireda Mitzrayim. Don't go down, right? Don't be afraid from going down to Mitzrayim. Ki legoy gadol asimcha sham. I'll make you a great nation. Lekach karo b'shem Yaakov, because the name Yaakov is represented this goy gadol dafka. From Yaakov is going to come these, which is nirmas. These three times goy gadol is going to come this goy gadol, so that's why we mentioned the name Yaakov. Shu mispe shlosh pamim goy gadol, who's three times goy gadol. She yes lezaro, that is in his zaro. From Mitzrayim, you're going to become a goy gadol, and you're going to have the completion of kohanim, levim, v'yisraelim that came from Mitzrayim. She mispe shemo shel hakodesh baruch hu. This is the name of hakodesh baruch hu, hanikra mokom. It is called mokom. In that place, you're going to become a goy gadol, right? In Mitzrayim, that Mokum you're going to become, which is, represents the Mokum of a Kodesh, i.e. a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the name Mokum, Kaminin Shlosh Pamim Goy Gadol, right? So Klal Yisrael, they become a Goy Gadol, is going to be an emanation of the Mokum, i.e. of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, by being complete in there, in who they are as a people, with these three aspects, they're going to be an emanation of God's name, which is Mokum. V'lachem, Yisrael Hem Tlitai. They have three aspects. Shemushulashim b'shlosh pamim goy gadol. They have three times this emanation of a great nation. Shem keneged kohanim leviim v'yisraelim. Against kohanim leviim v'yisraelim. V'gam tater, she orian tlitai. It's the light, three lights. Shemushulashim b'torah neviim v'ktuvim. It has the Torah in, has the neviim and the ktuvim, the writings. V'lachein ha-Torah nikret emes. The Torah is called truth. Shehem otiyot mishulashim. It's also otiyot mishulashim. Aleph barosh, in the beginning of the aleph base. Mem, in the be'emes of the aleph base. V'tav, besof, in the end. V'gam Yisrael nikru'u b'shem emes. Also, Klal Yisrael called emes. Because they have ba'avu shlilush ha-kedusha nimsad shambam. They have these three aspects of kedusha that we have in them, right? That Klal Yisrael have in them. Yes? Of Kohanim and Leviim and Yisraeli. But Od Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Emes. Also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Emes. Dichtiv Kotamush HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Dichtiv VaHashem Elokim Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents Emes. He is Emes. He is the only real Emes. The Malchusom Mishuleshet B'Haya Hoveh V'Yeh. His Malchus has three aspects: past, present, and future. The Kudshe Brichu Voraisa Yisrael Kulochad, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself and the Torah is all one, right? all a connection of this MS to bring this emanation of MS, which is the Torah, into the world, and his rotten into the world. V'lakach, and his will into the world. V'lakach, anachnu maskirim b'chol yom malchuto b'shilush. We mentioned his malchus in three ways. Ki ne'ema Hashem melech, we say Hashem melech, Hashem malach, Hashem miloch. Hashem was king, is king, and will be king. This shilush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Right, the past, present, and future all come and is a unity, is oneness. The Shevach Zehu Nora V'Diskav, it's tremendous, it's very high, and we don't understand completely. Past, present, and future all emanates in one time. Well, the emanation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Hu Kolel, called Tikkun Esesfir, includes all the emanations of the Esesfiros, Mechesed Ad Malchus, from Chesed to Malchus, Keniska B'Sha'a Kavanot, as it's mentioned in Ka'a Kavanot, which... it's not for us.